burn bright, fade out into night. Have the laws put down, silence now, no sound.
Bumschend. Of all the 26 alphabets in English, the alphabet I carries the maximum weight. The moment you say I, it makes you heavy. How to lessen the weight? Converting I into ing. All the words that start with ing in English are called gerunds. There is a waterfall in England and it is called Ladur. English poet Robert Southey has written this, one of the best work in English literature, The Cataract of Ladur. Cataract means waterfall. How does the water come down at Ladur? My little boy asked me, does once on a time, and moreover, it asked me to tell me in rhyme, anon, at the word. There first came one daughter, and then came another, to second and third the request of their brother, and to hear how the water comes down at Lador with its rush and its roar, as many a time they had seen it before. So I told them in rhyme, for of rhymes I had store, and it was in my vocation for their recreation. And so I should sing, because I was a laureate to them and a king. And now the poet is describing how the waterfall is coming to the place called Lador. The cataract strong that plunges along, striking and raging, as if a war waging, its caverns and rocks among, rising and leaping and sinking and creeping, swelling and sweeping, showering and springing, flying and flinging, writhing and wringing, eddying and whisking, spouting and frisking, turning and twisting, round and round, with endless rebound, smiting and fighting, a sight to delight in, confounding, astounding, dizzying and deafening the ear with its sound. Collecting, projecting, receding, speeding, shocking and rocking and darting and parting and threading and spreading, and whizzing and hissing and dripping and skipping and heating and splitting, and shining and twining and rattling and battling and shaking and quaking and pouring and roaring and waving and raving, and tossing and crossing and flowing and going, and running and stunning and foaming and foaming and dining and sprining and dropping and hopping and working and jerking and guggling and struggling, and heaving and cleaving and moaning and groaning and glittering and flittering, and gathering and feathering and whitening and brightening and quivering and shivering and hurrying and scurrying, and thundering and spounding, dividing and gliding and skiding, and falling and brawling and sprawling and diving and driving and striving, and sprinkling and twinkling and wrinkling and sounding and bounding, and rounding and bubbling and troubling and doubling, and grumbling and rumbling and tumbling, and clattering and battering and shattering, retreating and beating and meeting and sheeting, delaying and straying and playing and spraying, advancing and prancing and glancing and dancing, recoiling, turmoiling, toiling and boiling, and gleaming and streaming and steaming and beaming and rushing and flushing, and brushing and gushing and flapping and rapping and clapping and stapping and curling and whirling and purling and turling, and thumping and plumping and bumping and jumping, and dashing and flashing and splashing and splashing, and so never ending but always descending, sounds and motions forever and ever are blending, all at once and all over, with a mighty uproar, and this way the water comes down at Lador. The poet says, this is the method when a small child, his son and daughter asked him, father, how did the waterfall arrive? And he described it in this manner. Use of so many ings, use of so many gerunds, use of so many verbs and sounds, and they are called onomatopoeia, in English figure of speech. Why I am telling this poem? Because throughout the poem, there is no I. Throughout the poem, waterfall is not saying, I am doing. It is doing. The I has disappeared. Only the ing has remained. It is the I that makes the soul heavy. And today's sutra is awareness without the knower. You do, but the knower has disappeared. Actions are being done, but without ownership. We work, we do, we speak. But actions don't leave any signature. Actions are without identity. This is the beautiful state of the consciousness, where the knower has disappeared and only the awareness has remained. Example, somebody is reading a book. He is so absorbed in that book that the reader has disappeared. Only the reading has remained. Somebody is watching at the sky, but this watching is so profound and so deep that only watching remained and the watcher vanished. Somebody is eating and the food is so delicious. The eater has disappeared, only the eating remained. Somebody is playing a music and he is so engrossed in that work of playing the music that the player has disappeared. Somebody is dancing. Every moment is rhythmic. The flow, the effortlessness. So the dancer and the dance has become one. Somebody is listening to the music and the music is so mellifluous, full of melody. Whilst hearing, the hearer has disappeared. I am hearing is gone. Only the hearing has remained. A marathon runner is running, and whilst running, he has become bodiless. The runner is gone. Only the running remained. This disappearance of the doer, this vanishing of the ownership is karmatit, is to enter into the stage of higher consciousness. Somebody is meditating, and whilst meditating, the focus has become sharp. The consciousness of the body is dropped. In this state of utter bodilessness, where the I has disappeared, the divine intelligence flows. The new secrets are revealed, and the real knowledge dawns upon the soul. The source of knowledge is bodilessness. In the deepest state of meditation, the meditator disappears. Somebody is speaking, but the speaking is like listening. The speaker is not speaking. It's like meditation. So this awareness without the knower is the core principle. Day 13 today. Day 13 of unlearning. Unlearning to drop the I. So we have three principles here. The first practice which we have to do today, dropping the sentence, I am aware, I am doing, I am meditating, I walk, I see, I listen, I am listening. Rather than saying this, just say, not to use this, and see the result. And what to say? Nothing, just remaining silent. The moment you describe something, I, ego, comes. But this act of awareness without knower, it is not becoming stupid or fool or blankness. It is the alert state of consciousness. Second, if you have to describe doing, say it is happening. Eating is happening. Walking is happening. Rather than I am eating, I am doing, I do this seva, I do that seva, I read, I speak, I hear, I write. Say, it is happening. In medical profession, as a junior doctor, we were taught, when we have to inform to our seniors, somebody has worked in ICU, in the morning he has to give over to his senior. So how does he describe? He doesn't say, one patient came at night, patient was very bad. I saw the patient. I felt the patient was sick and patient saturation was dropping. I intubated the patient. I put the patient on ventilator. I started him with antibiotics. I started him with this. This is the method a junior doctor speaks. And then he is taught it should not be spoken like this. A patient came. He had fever. Fever was treated. Patient was not maintaining saturation. He was put on ventilator. Patient was started with symptomatic treatment. This is the way a junior doctor is taught. Otherwise, they have the habit of saying, patient had fracture. I operated upon him. And this is the X-ray post-op, so perfectly aligned bones. And there are traces of ego. So all I statements are converted into modified forms where there is no I. So the second sutra is, doing is happening. I sat in meditation and I had the experience. There is a subtle royal spiritual ego because there is a claim that you have got the experience. My experience is very deep. I want to share with everyone. The I is jumping inside to reveal itself. In meditation, deep experience happened. That's it. Rather than I had the deep experience, I felt and I experienced bodilessness. I experienced deep love for Baba. During meditation, deep love was felt. There is no I. Unlearning the use of I, using statements where I is not needed. Every time we use I, we strengthen its grip, we augment its power. Change the statements, the I loses the grip. And the third is, let the sensation be without a center. I am feeling cold. Remove the I, just focus on cold. Cold, hot, tingling, numbness, pain, comfort, itching. The moment I is removed from verbs, verb becomes powerless. The sensation will not have that much effect. The more you say it is cold and I am feeling cold, I am feeling cold, I am feeling cold, the cold will have its grip more and more. Cold, hot, tingling, numbness, itching. All sensations don't give a name, just watch them. This watching is meditation. Every act, eating, drinking, listening, speaking, writing. Writing is the greatest form of meditation. When you write, write with such consciousness. Every word, every alphabet denotes who you are. Your handwriting is the signature of your personality. Writing, speaking, listening, walking, running, eating, playing, everything should turn into meditation. Let them be without I. There was a Sufi master and everybody thought him to be a madman, because suddenly he will get up in the at night and he will start singing and dancing and rejoicing. There was no control and he was highly unpredictable. His disciple once called him at his place, but disciple was very fearful of his guru, because this guru was absolutely idiosyncratic. So to avoid the public embarrassment, he tells his guru to stay in the basement room. Because this master is unprecedented. He will get up at night and start singing and dancing and shouting. What the neighbors would say, what sort of guru you have, such a madman? Are you mad or something? So he kept the guru in the basement overnight. Then suddenly in the middle of the night there was shouts. And somebody was singing and somebody was rejoicing and somebody was dancing. He felt, oh, this is the guru, his master. But the voice was not coming from the basement. The voice was coming from the roof. So he went to the roof and saw his master is on the roof, on the terrace, dancing and singing and rejoicing. Shocked and astounded, he asked, Master, how come you came here? You were in the basement. The master said, I fell upwards. I fell upwards. The story finishes. Falling upwards. And this is called falling into grace. Falling upwards. This goes against science. Science believes in power of gravitation and power of in the law of power. Spirituality believes in the law of grace. So the moment I is removed, you don't fall down, you fall up. That means you move up. This arohan, this elevation of consciousness is spiritual life. Only the process remains, the pure process. The cataract is not claiming that I am doing this. There is no I anywhere in the poem. The cataract strong that plunges along, striking and raging as if some war is waging. Rising and leaping and sinking and creeping and swirling and sweeping and showering and springing and flying and flinging and wreathing and ringing and eating and whisking and spouting and frisking and turning and twisting round and round with endless rebound, smiting and fighting, collecting, projecting, reciting, speeding, shocking and rocking and darting and parting, threading and spreading and wheezing and wreathing, dipping and skipping, hitting and splitting, shining and twining and rattling and battling and shaking and quaking, and pouring and roaring and waving and raving and tossing and crossing and flowing and going and running and stunning, and foaming and roaming and dining and spining and dropping and hopping, and walking and jerking and guggling and struggling and heaving and cleaving and moaning and groaning. Life becomes like this cataract. Life becomes like this waterfall. Life becomes like a river that flows. A smooth flow. I has lost its grip. So today's practice is practicing awareness without the knower. The first practice, dropping I statements. I do this, I sit, I write. I am this, I am that. Let the I disappear. The second practice, say it is happening, it happened. During meditation, deep experience is gained. This is a good statement. During Amrit Vela meditation, Baba's touching happened. I had the touching, drop that I. And the third practice is just see the sensation. It's there and it's gone. Now it is cold and soon there would be hot. Every sensation is momentary, anitya. It comes, is go. It comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. There is a pain, and the pain will go away. There is an itching, and the itching will go away. I am the watcher. I am the hearer. I am the listener. I am just the experiencer. Without a signature, without an identity. Shanti.
Burn bright, fade out into night. Have the loads put down, silence now, no sound. Great and loving, thoughts shining, strawberry fresh, your walls spring wide. Zero point, start again. Unknown here, unknown there, just a new light. Morning comes, pure white. Just flow, new sea.